Now let's move to Afghanistan, where the president, Hamid Karzai, says an American airstrike killed 10 border policemen in the southeastern part of the country. The U.S. military is investigating but believes American forces struck insurgents. The U.S. is no longer in command of international military operations in southern Afghanistan. Since the end of July, NATO has been leading the fight there against a resurgent Taliban. Renee spoke with the general in charge of all NATO's military forces.
General James Jones is the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. I ask him how his force differs in its presence and fighting style from the U.S.-led coalition it took over from.
We very much are putting the emphasis on reconstruction, but you have to establish the conditions where reconstruction can take place. So we want to do that, but we also want to make sure that it's followed by something concrete so that the people can see an immediate benefit of working with and supporting NATO.
A huge problem facing Afghanistan is the consolidation of power and money by drug lords. Opium production is at record levels. NATO has said that it doesn't plan to crack down on the drug trade. That's not part of its mission. But doesn't this problem have to be tackled?
Well,
doesn't it affect everything else you do?
Yes, it does. We cannot be successful in the long run in Afghanistan if we consider it as just a military problem. It's absolutely imperative that we do much better in training and equipping and paying the police force. It's extremely important that a judicial system be up and operating. There's no point in arresting people if you can't prosecute them, and there's no point in prosecuting them if you can't detain them and that entire chain. I think that
by the way, that is not happening.
Exactly. I don't know what the accurate number is, but 50% of the economy of Afghanistan is somehow tied to the narcotics trade. And we absolutely have to tackle that problem because it does provide funds for the insurgents. It does finance corruption among officials. The money that is harvested probably contributes to building the IEDs that wound NATO troops and our troops. So we have to find a more effective way with narcotics. NATO does not have an overt mission in the counter-narcotics campaign, but does have a passive one in the sense that we will support the efforts in the regions where we are with security. We will enable the Karzai government and help them in the prosecution of their war against drugs in the reconstruction of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Just to be very clear, bottom line, NATO will not be doing eradication of poppy.
No, we will facilitate the security of those operations, and we will do what we can to be of assistance indirectly.
But coalition forces have been doing just what you described NATO will be doing, and they have been doing that for 5 years. And British forces even mounted an eradication campaign, and nothing's helped.
Every little bit helps. The thing that we need, I think, is a much more comprehensive campaign. I've heard all kinds of plans. I just haven't seen one cohesive one that is ready to be implemented.
U.S. military officials have estimated that it could take upwards of 10 years to establish security and defeat the insurgency in Afghanistan. Do you agree with that estimate?
Well, on the basis of my previous experience in the Balkans, for example, I would agree with that. Again, I want to come back to the theme that for now, the success of Afghanistan is not a military problem, it's a hearts and minds problem. And it is, in fact, bringing hope to the people of Afghanistan who, quite frankly, would like a better life, would like a better future for their children, would like some medical care. And that is the challenge in Afghanistan.
Observers over the last 5 years and people who know Afghanistan, though, say that a great failing is that the international community didn't deliver on its promises of redevelopment and it is, in fact, losing hearts and minds that were, you know, people who were on board even a couple of years ago.
This is why I said earlier in our discussion, the military problem is not going to solve Afghanistan. It's going to be the other things.
General James Jones is the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. He spoke to us from the Pentagon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.